We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome, and we are glad you are with us. It's the Bill Michaels Show on the air, and what a day today. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff happened yesterday after we got off the air when it came to the NFL. And then, I'll tell you what, if you did not happen to hear what Rob Manfred had to say in his interview, he did a national interview on, I think it was a Dan Patrick show. And one thing in particular caught my ear, and I will talk about that coming up as well, because if that's the case, Rob Manfred shouldn't really have a job. Because as a fan, it will just make you angry to no end. So we'll get into that discussion coming up here in just a little while as well. But boy, it was kind of like, wait a minute, what did he just say? In the meantime, the NFL has cut out a couple of preseason games, and I did a piece on this for the networks overnight last night. The NFL cuts out a couple of preseason games, and now they are asking fans, or at least the proposals there to ask fans, to sign a waiver, either when you buy the tickets or when you enter a ballpark, a stadium, to sign a waiver not holding the NFL liable when it comes to the coronavirus. And immediately, there are attorneys who have gone on record saying that, well, signing waivers, they're very breakable in court. And my first thought was, are you kidding me? So you're going to have people go to games, not that you have to, mind you, but because you're going to pay money because you want to, and then turn around if you end up with COVID, knowing the risks, and then you're going to sue the NFL because they did what? Open their gates? They did nothing more than open their gates, and that was it? I mean, they're already having attorneys look into this. It's like, do you really want sports to start, or are you just going to allow litigation and stupidity to rule? The NFL cutting out the preseason games. Each team's going to get one home game and one road game, kind of cutting out the first and the fourth game. Which to me is fine. I feel bad for the guys that are trying to make the team, that they will not have enough of a look at times to really be able to tell what talent you do and don't have for some of the undrafted free agents. And look, guys like Sam Shields, guys like Tremont Williams, they were those cats. They were those guys, man, that made a terrific career, and they weren't drafted. And you hate to miss on some of those guys because you're afraid to take that chance or because they don't get enough of a look. Because you're looking so hard at the guys that you drafted, and we all know that the draft record isn't necessarily the best way to go because guys just don't pan out. And sometimes you don't see that in a short period of time. So you really have to intensely look, and if you're not going to be hitting and you're not going to be doing things that you would normally do, how are you going to be able to tell what kind of talent you have or what kind of talent has fallen by the wayside? So that's a little nerve-wracking when it comes to the ability to scout talent, find talent, and once you get it into your corral, be able to kind of sort through what it is you have and pick it out. So I'm good with cutting the preseason games, but it always makes me nervous that you're going to let a guy go that really does have the ability. He just hasn't been as polished, as we'll say, to be an NFL player, but eventually will be. So we'll see what happens there. But the whole waiver thing, are you a fan? Let me back up. Do you want to go to an NFL game? And if you go to the NFL game, are you signing a waiver? And if you go to the NFL game, don't you in essence know that there is the possibility going into a crowded situation that COVID could be present? I mean, we do it when we go to the mall, or we do it when we go to Home Depot. We do it when we go to Menards. We do it when we go to Target. We do it when we go to a bar or a restaurant. You know, which I find it interesting that suddenly bars are the target of COVID people. Well, you get a little bit drunk and suddenly you start screaming and it holds droplets into the air. And it's very scientific against bar owners. Thank you very much. Another area of contentiousness that I think is just a giant load of crap. But that's neither here nor there. I think bars are being unfairly persecuted. This is like prohibition, a roundabout way where they don't want you drinking and don't want you socializing because of all of this. So anyway, and again, I go back to the fact that, you know, I understand that young people are starting, that some of the checkpoints and such are starting to come back to the bars, but you know, can we also say that they've been to the beaches, they've been to island parties, they've been to boat parties, they've been to house parties? Is it just the bars? Is just the bars the COVID problem, or do we have to look at other things? And I'm just getting very agitated with all that stuff. Anyway, but that being said, are you as a fan willing to sign a waiver saying that you will not hold the NFL accountable should you indeed contract COVID as a result of going to a game? You know what I mean? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Again, 855-830-8648. I can't believe that anybody would be out there going to a game with the intent of, if I get it, I'm then going to file a lawsuit against the NFL. It always amazes me the amount of people that are willing to litigate over common sense. But it does happen. And that's the reason there are so many rules, laws, regulations, and such in our society, because of crazy stupid. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Want to hear from you. Are you going to sue the NFL if you go to a game and contract COVID and test positive? Are you one of those? Or are you going to the game and you fully know what you're getting into, you know what you expect, you know what you're going to be around, and therefore you'll take all your precautions? Now, I can see if, say, a guy is drunk, disorderly, and they refuse to kick him out or move him. Okay, that I understand. Then you have a legitimate complaint, and chances are you're going to have cell phone video of this guy. Okay? But just to open the gates and say, we'd love to have you fans here. Please be responsible. Please socially distant. And we're only going to have so many fans in the stands. Please remain respectful. And if you are, and you do what you're supposed to do, is that the direction you want to go, is to sue? I don't know. I don't know. 855-830-8648. Hey, this portion of the program brought to you by good friends over there, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And I've been telling you about them for a long time. They want you to take time and just enjoy yourself. Just enjoy yourself. Right now, whether it's a vacation or a staycation, whatever it happens to be, Pella helps you focus on fun with family and friends. They offer you the freedom right now. No first payment for 5 months. Then no interest for 48 months. How about that? Or maybe you just need a door. Okay, an entry door, a patio door, they're going to give you $1,000 off right now. Just let's just take some of the burden off of you. Okay, just a replacement door, a squeaky, leaky entry door, or maybe a patio door that sticks or sounds like metal on metal. It just doesn't work right. You've been wanting to change it for a while. Maybe it's all fogged up in between the panes of glass. That now it's time to replace that door, and they're going to give you $1,000 off. 9 Pella lines to choose from right now, and everything they do, they come out, they have socially distanced, they remain, you know, pretty respectful to you when it comes to stuff like that. But they will measure twice, they will manufacture, they will assemble, they will install. They'll install it in a day, and it'll be like they were never there. They'll clean up after themselves. It'll be spectacular. They'll match the wood interior to your house. They'll match the exterior to your house, all that kind of good stuff. And they back it with the strongest warranty in the business. These offers end at the end of July. And, oh, God, I hate to say it, but when you start to turn the corner from July, it makes me sad because we start to get into the fall weather. Not usually till September, October, but you know what I'm talking about. It's right around the corner. So stop in or set up an in-home or virtual consultation today. Go to PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com. Let's go to Douglas listening to us in Gilman, Wisconsin. Douglas, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, Bill. I love the show. I don't get to listen as much as I'd like to, but I absolutely love it.
Thank you.
I was just gonna weigh in on this whole signing a waiver thing. I have a couple boys that play a 12U baseball league up by me, and it got to the point where they had to sign a waiver for the kid. We have to sign in every time we go to a practice, every time we go to a game. They've got it to where they don't even have an ump behind home plate now. The ump stands behind the pitcher and calls balls and strikes. And then also they won't even let them walk. If your pitcher throws 4 balls, you have to turn around and bring in the coach to pitch. So you know, when it's getting that bad to where you got to worry about, you know, your little league kid having to sign a waiver for your kids. I mean, if I'm willing to do that, I'm definitely willing to sign a waiver to go to a Packer game or a Brewer
right.
game or whatever. So it's ridiculous. You know, if you don't like it, then stay home. But I don't understand where we're shutting down the world and changing everything for this. But that's just my opinion. Anyway,
I'll
let you talk.
Appreciate it. Thanks for chiming in. I certainly appreciate the phone call. Let's do this. I'm going to get back to it. I got Jeff in Marshfield, Nick in Madison. Hang in there. I'm going to get back into this when we come back. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Program, the Bill Michaels Show on the air, and we are glad that you are with us on this Thursday. I'm reading the NFL notes. On July 2nd, as we creep into the July 4th weekend, hazy, hot, humid, going to have it for quite some time. I love it. Love the heat. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. This portion of the program, looking forward to a few Bud Lights as well this coming weekend. Drink responsibly, as they say, but Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, glad to have him on board, as always. So the NFL puts out that they're going to lop off the first and the last preseason game, and in addition to that, a rumor has it they're going to ask fans to sign a waiver. So if indeed fans have to sign a waiver, are you willing to do so? Because no more than they put that out, that you started to hear attorneys state, well, and some prominent attorneys nationally that have said, well, those waivers can be broken. The NFL didn't put enough into it. And it's almost as if you just want the NFL to say, well, then, okay, no fans. You know, because there's all – would you all – if you go to a game and you know you're going with fans in the stands, look, take precautions. You can wear your own mask. You can do the things that you need to do. Certainly if you are – somebody with a compromised immune system of any type, you shouldn't be going. You should know that. So the question then becomes, are you going to be one of these people that are actually going to sign the waiver and then turn around and sue the NFL or the team or the municipality because you contracted COVID? Let's go to Nick. Nick, welcome to the program, listening to us in Madison on the Zone. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Good. No problem.
So for me personally, I have no problem signing the waiver. I understand the risks that are associated with, you know, going to the ballpark or driving my car. Or let me give you another example. I race triathlon, and with every race that you do, whether it's triathlon, marathon, 5K, whatever, you got to sign one of those waivers. And I understand those risks. That's what I'm getting myself into. But I will say, those attorneys are right in that they are pretty breakable. The example that I can give you is some of the triathlons I've done, unfortunately, people have died in, because what they end up saying is they drown. But what happens is these people have heart attacks, and because they're not in shape. But then the family turns around and sues the race. The race goes belly under. Insurance goes way up. And, you know, it's a risk. It's an inherent risk that you understand when you sign this waiver, when you sign up for a race, when you go to a race, when you go to a football game, when you get in your car. It's an inherent risk. You understand.
Right. No, I'm completely with you. I 100% understand. Appreciate the phone call. Thank you. And thanks for being sensible. Ryan tweets me, @Bill_Michaels, says, you're giving people too much credit. People will go to games in hopes of getting COVID-19 just so they can sue the NFL. My response to that is, that's disgusting. That's disgusting. It just is. If that's where we're at as a society, it just is. It makes you ill. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. James says, hey guys, I want to go to a game and I'm not going to live my life in fear of the virus. You know, and it's like this one from Buck, who says, I'm going to do everything I can to protect myself and my family, but I'm not going to not go to a game because I'm afraid of the people around me. I'm going to ask ushers and such courteously to ask those people to back off if indeed they either get too loud or are too drunk or are putting my own fears, to light. This is written a little bit funky. I understand what you're saying. Basically, if somebody around you is acting up, then you're going to go ahead and ask the ushers and such around them, around you, to remove them. Okay. No, that's fair. That's fair. I mean, there's a responsibility here. It goes both ways. Be respectful to others and ask them to be respectful to you. No doubt. But I just couldn't believe when I read yesterday that the NFL is going to ask you to sign a waiver. First of all, I think the fact that they have to is ridiculous. Secondly, then there's already lawyers saying, well, we can break that. In other words, you're prepping people to say, go ahead. If you get it, we'll sue them anyway. If I'm a judge, I think sometimes common sense has to come into this. If I'm a judge, I'm gaveling and I'm saying, get the hell out of my courtroom. Get out of here. You paid your money willingly to go to a game. And then you want to blame the NFL for opening the doors? When millions and millions and millions of Americans, millions and millions and millions of football fans want to go to the game. And you're complaining. And then the proof is upon you to then say, well, actually, this is actually where I contracted the coronavirus. I mean, unless you stay locked in your house for 14 straight days, test prior to going, and then that's the only place you went to contract the coronavirus, how are you going to prove that's where you got it? You know? I find the whole thing ridiculous, and the NFL will spend a ton of money and a ton of time in court trying to defend this. You know, that would be, I hope they publish the names of the people that would then turn around and sue the NFL so we could make them the poster children. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Shout at us, 855-830-8648. I just think it's crazy ridiculous. This one is from Kelly. Kelly writes in Wendy's email inbox, I think we are a litigation society. Everybody's looking for free money, and the NFL has the most. That's the reason you go after them. I personally would not. I just want to go enjoy a Packers game, a couple of beers, maybe a bride, and enjoy football and a sense of normalcy again. That's all I'm asking for. Anybody that would sue the NFL at this point would have to be a, I can't say that, but begins with an F, moron. I would 100% agree. Brett says the only way you could sue a team or the NFL is if they do not take care of people that are around you and security allows them to slip through the cracks and allows somebody to impede your personal space, which that's what we were talking about. Look, if there's somebody disorderly in your section or in your area or next to you and you've asked the ushers, hey, can you keep this guy off of me, and they don't do it, well, yeah, then I get it. Then I get it. Because then you're trying to be responsible by saying, hey, keep this person back, and they didn't, and that's what happens. Because chances are they got video of it. Because God knows you can go into Lambeau Field, and there's video of everything everywhere. This is from Karen. Karen writes, as a season ticket holder, I would go to the game gladly and watch my Green Bay Packers and cheer for my Packers to get a victory. I hope I don't have to wear a mask, but if I do, I don't have a problem with it. I got a green and gold mask all ready to go. As long as people around me are respectful, I'll be respectful to them. I see what you're saying. We are too Sue happy in today's day and age. And Karen, you are 100% correct. I'm glad there's a lot of sensible people out there that get this. I just don't know if the masses will get it. I think you, being a part of the masses, will. And hopefully you spread common sense the way we're trying to today. But when I heard this and I saw this, I thought, this is ridiculous. There are already, they announce we're going to have fans. They announce we're going to cut things back because we want to make sure that the exposure is minimal. I just don't know how. This is what I don't get. I don't know how you're going to have teams, Zoom conference call, Zoom meetings, socially distancing in locker rooms, coming in phases, doing everything you can to protect inside your locker room. And then you're going to ask guys to go to the practice field, smash into one another, and as you do, you expel breath and the droplets and everything else that goes along with it, and then say, well, we're doing everything we can not to promote the spread of COVID. It's football. It's a physical sport. It's a breathe-on-each-other sport. You're tackling guys. You're in piles. Your instincts take over. I just don't know how they're going to I hope they can do it. But the last thing the NFL needs in trying to deal with all of this is a bunch of lawyers running around trying to figure out how to already sue them before they even open their gates. Otherwise, the NFL is just going to say, you know what? We're already getting – people are lining up to sue us before we've even opened the gates. Maybe just to heck with it for this year. I hope they don't do that. But if I'm the NFL, I say, hey, the lawyer over here, this guy that's already speaking out saying he's going to sue us, blame him. We're not going to open our doors. We're not going to even get our season underway. Blame that guy right there. Let's do this. We'll go ahead and take a quick break. Don't forget, coming up after the top of the hour, Rob Manfred said what? Oh, my God. I when I heard this, I almost fell out of my chair because now the players have a right to file a grievance. And as a fan, you tell me if you have a right to be unbelievably pissed off. That's coming up after the top of the hour. Do you agree with Giannis Antetokounmpo? This is going to be the toughest championship ever to win. We'll talk next on the Bill Michael Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network.
To get out this weekend, you got to go out and enjoy yourself. I'm sure you are. Look, there's a lot of plans. I'm sure everybody has some gatherings, or maybe you don't want to gather. Maybe ride with some friends, but you can still stay socially distant. How can you do that? Well, I'll tell you, Wisconsin Harley Davidson. That's right, Wisconsin Harley Davidson. Great friend out there. His name's Craig. Craig Winger. He is the general manager. Go out and see Craig, and get yourself the ability to socially distance. on a brand new Harley Davidson, or a used Harley Davidson for that matter. They've got new, they've got used. The new bikes are amazing. Different paint schemes, colors, flats, glossies, blackouts, chromes, whatever it happens to be, whatever style it is, they've got it for you. They've got some custom bikes out there as well. And maybe you're looking for a little bit cooler clothing. We all love Harley gear, but we know it's going to be hot. So they've got a whole bunch of new summer cooler Harley clothing in, especially for the ladies, by the way. But they got some really cool apparel out there. Jody's upgraded that merchandise shop tremendously. Could be leathers, could be helmets, could be gloves, could be boots. Whatever it happens to be, they've got everything out there. Go to WisconsinHarley.com. That's WisconsinHarley.com, 24/7. Apparel, parts, even browse the bike inventory. And don't forget, a week from last night, coming up on July 8th, 6 to 9, Cherry Pie is going to be rocking the house next Wednesday night for bike night out at Wisconsin Harley Davidson. Really, really looking forward to that. And then next weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend, they've got bikes and barbecue, a big event out there as well. So a lot of things going on at Wisconsin Harley Davidson. Get out of the house. Go socially distance yourself. Head out to Wisconsin Harley Davidson. Spread out on that big property out there. Enjoy yourself and get into the lifestyle that is Harley. Again, go to WisconsinHarley.com. That's WisconsinHarley.com. So Giannis had this to say yesterday about how difficult it's going to be to win a championship.
But at the end of the day, you know, I've heard a lot of people say that, you know, there's going to be, how you guys say, the start next to this championship. I feel like at the end of the day, it's going to be the toughest, like, championship you could ever win, you know, because, like, the circumstances are really, really tough right now. So whoever wants it more is going to be able to go out there and take it.
So it's going to be the hardest championship to win because of the circumstance, because of our social situation, because of the coronavirus, everything that is going on in our world right now. It's going to be the toughest. And you don't have home court advantage. Everybody's playing on a neutral site. Everybody's playing in a bubble. Frustrations probably are going to be a lot higher. Anxiety is going to be a lot higher. It's the team that handles everything that's going on in their world that will come out on top. Talent-wise, the ability to cope, all of that. Do you agree that if the Bucks win this, this will be an even higher of highs when it comes to a championship than it would be to just win one throughout the year as if nothing in our society had ever changed? 855-830-8648. I do. I really do. I really think, and I never thought of it that way until yesterday. I mean, I have to admit, I tried to say, okay, how difficult is this going to be with everybody playing, you know, on a neutral court? And I understood all of that. But when you think about it, what he said, this is where a guy like Giannis very quickly gives you that glimpse and takes you into that locker room. When you're in that locker room, and Coach Bud said the same thing. When you're in that locker room and you're thinking to yourself, okay, we've got COVID running rampant. Our teams are in a bubble. We can't bring our full staff. We can't bring our full travel squad. We can't bring all of our PR guys. We can't do the things that we would normally do. We got to leave our homes and come and stay and live in hotels. We've got social justice situations out there. I don't know how else to put it. I mean, we are socially changing before our very eyes in many different ways. All of this, you're being asked to be leaders and role models and such, and all of this going on in our world. And, oh, by the way, you're now being asked to go to Orlando and win a championship. It may very well be the toughest championship to ever win. Agree or disagree? 855-830-8648. Do you agree with Giannis that this is going to be the toughest? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. That's on the Milwaukee Admirals. Hashtag Admirals50 talk line. Hashtag Admirals50 talk line. Do you think this is going to be the toughest to win? The toughest. This is from Jake. Jake writes in Wendy's email inbox, 100% agree with Giannis. Yesterday when you brought this topic up, I discussed it with a couple of buddies last night as we had some beers sitting in our driveway. We tuned up our motorcycles, took a long ride, had a couple of beers afterwards, and talked basketball and baseball. It felt like old times, just that we could not go to a game. Giannis has something there. If they win, we should celebrate like we've never celebrated before. 855-830-8640. I appreciate the email, by the way. And I'm glad that you got out. You did a little social distancing on a motorcycle, and then you had the beers after the fact. And I agree with you. Sitting out in the driveway, neighbors, friends, whatever it happens to be, being far enough apart, but the ability to talk to one another, that's the kind of stuff that's needed right now. Great email. I like that. Really like that. 855-830-8648. If you want to hit me up on Twitter, you can do so at @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels. We'll talk to Radio Joe Sports here in just a second. But if you want to hit Radio Joe up, go to Radio Joe Sports on Twitter. That's Radio Joe Sports on Twitter. Also at EvanHeff25 for Evan Heffelfinger behind the glass. You can hit us up over on the Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. Thanks to right now Randy, Josh, Judy, Ryan, and Jacek, who are all listening to us on the radio.com app. Sent in some emails earlier today. By the way, Josh listening to us down in Lake Geneva, Judy listening to us up in Hustisford, and we've got Ryan listening to us in Anchorage, Alaska as a longtime Packers fan. So that might be the furthest away we've had in a while. So appreciate the emails. Good stuff. Joe, do you believe this is going to be the hardest to win ever?
In regards to the NBA, I think so, because again, there is just so much uncertainty as to whether or not, first of all, this is actually going to work out. But I think when you look at the Bucks and their situation and the fact that, you know, they've dominated the NBA, and really, I mean, they've been probably one of the best teams to do it in the regular season of all time. I mean, on the course that they've been going, they've just been simply incredible and unstoppable. And now you're going to take away one advantage that would have gone a long way for them, and that's home court advantage. Now, again, it does level the playing field just a little bit because no one else is going to have home court in this. But I think in the Bucks' case, the Bucks were so good at home. I mean, that does make a difference when we're talking about that. And the other thing to consider, too, is when it comes to these stars, you know, it might benefit the Bucks if they're playing someone in one of the rounds of the playoffs and their star player is out because of COVID or he's hurt. It certainly helps in the Bucks' favor, but what happens if the Bucks start losing players? I mean, it's great that they have all of this depth right now, and if they lose a couple of guys on the roster, it's not the end of the world because they have so many guys that can pick up the slack. There's so many guys that are going to be clamoring for minutes, but what if one of your better players goes down with COVID, whether it is Giannis, or it's Chris, or it's Bledsoe, or it's Brooke Lopez? How much are the Bucks going to be able to sustain then? Take Giannis out of the equation, that's going to be a big loss. I still think the Bucks can actually win games without Giannis because they're that deep and that talented, but it's certainly going to hurt their chances of trying to get all the way to the end and trying to win this whole thing. So, you know, you got to think about that too. We just don't know what this is going to look like. But I think at the end of the day, if the Bucks are the team that can get all the way to the end and win it, especially against a team that has their star players, then yeah, I think that is something that you can put your feather in the cap and say, look what we were able to accomplish here, even through all this stuff. I mean, I think it'll be an accomplish anyway, Bill, if the NBA is able to finish this season and being able to crown an NBA champion.
Coach Budenholzer spoke on this as well. When we come back, we're going to hear his comments because he kind of reiterates what Giannis has to say. Now, he takes it a step further and talks about many different championships and such, but I want you to hear what Coach Bud has to say as well. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at Van Horn Automotive. Van Horn, three vehicles, not one, not two, but three different vehicles I have picked up from them. I got the Dodge truck last year, or 2 years ago, the Ford truck this past year, and I'm already kind of looking over the fence because September I'm going to decide what I want to do with it. The lease gets extended or I get into a different one. And then I just purchased a Genesis. I love that car. I just purchased a Genesis from them as well, and they just do it so easy. And the day that I got the Genesis, I actually went out to sign all the paperwork and got the oil change at the same time because I had it on the 90-day test drive, and they had everything done. I was in and out in an hour, and socially distance, and they're wiping down desks. They are even wiping down pens to sign and such. And then they give you the pen at the end. They're like, keep it, you know, keep it, no problem. They just do things the right way. And right now they're trying to take care of you with a lot of no-interest financing on new vehicles, no-interest financing on service, very low interest, and 90 days no payments on used vehicles. And if you, God forbid, are in a collision, they can even waive the deductible up to $500 on that as well. So many different things that they're doing because they are family-born and employee-owned, and everybody has a stake in the game out there at Van Horn Automotive. Van Horn Automotive, 16 dealerships throughout the state, some dealerships over there in Iowa as well, and they continue to grow. They get bigger and better than ever. That's VanHornAuto.com. Check them out at VanHornAuto.com. You'll hear from Coach Budenholzer coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We're back. We're glad to have you back as well. The Bill Michaels Show continues on. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Quick Trip. Quick Trip, they are top-tier alternative fuels, no fee ATMs, and they're coming to the end of the month. And today only, that Angus cheeseburger, the spicy chicken sandwich, ham and Swiss as well, $2.19 a piece. Stop in your local Quick Trip and grab them up. Grab them up. Enjoy yourself. From our friends over there at Quick Trip. So, Coach Budenholzer kind of reiterated what Giannis had to say yesterday. Take a listen to what Coach Bud said about winning a championship this year.
Well, you know, I feel like it's been said by others, and I would put myself in the camp that I feel like the champion from this, experience from this season, I think is going to be more worthy and probably more special than any champion. And every year there's things that, you know, I guess in theory make it easier to be the champion. And every year I think there are things in reality that make it more difficult to be the champion. And usually the things that make it more difficult far outweigh anything that that makes it less or easier, if that's even the right word. So I think the challenges of this season, you know, this pandemic, everything that's happening in our country, the ability for a team to go back and compete and play against, you know, the other 22 teams in the NBA and come out as a champion. In my mind, it'll be more special and more meaningful than every championship, to be honest with you. They're all incredible. They're all meaningful. They're all, if you won one, you can say whatever you want about it. That team, you know, is happy.
So there you go. He's right. Look, if you've won one, that was probably the most difficult thing to ever win. It depends on your perspective. But the next question becomes, when you look at this, do you say that this is because of the circumstances in which we live right here, right now, today, is it the most difficult championship to win? As Giannis had stated, and then Coach Bud kind of, he's been a part of this before, so he knows what it's like. It's like, look, you don't want to demean the other champions, but you also know the time in which we live. Do you agree that this is going to be the most difficult championship to win? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Bart writes in Wendy's email inbox. He says, 100% agree. The fact that we can't cheer our team on, we can't be there to support them, we can't bring the energy, we can't allow them to feed off of us with one of the best records in the NBA at home. Yes, going to a neutral site, living in a bubble, living in hotel rooms, staying away from your friends, family, and loved ones, this will be the most difficult. Now, early on when they go into the bubble, it's just the players, and then after that the families will come. So your girlfriends, your wives, people that you have specifically chosen to be there will be allowed in with you, but very few. So you're not 100. It's not like you're going to a jail, a quarantine jail, if you will. But once you're in the bubble, that's it. You're in the bubble. You're not really going anywhere. You know, neither are they. It's not like you can then leave and then come back. Okay, once you're in, you're in. And if you leave, you're out. So it's you can bring people with you, but you cannot. You're not free to go as you please. I mean, you would have free will, but you do it at the risk of infecting your team or doing more harm to the league than anything. And I think players know that. And put it this way, players that are serious about it and feel that they have a legitimate shot at a championship, you're not going to do anything to risk that. You're not. You would assume not anyway, right? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Again, 855-830-8648. The Bucks, what did the Bucks? The Bucks just posted something on Twitter. It said, "Help us create the ultimate home court advantage in Orlando." I wonder what they mean by that. I'm going to retweet that. I guess the question is going to be how. How are you going to be able to how are you going to be able to put the ultimate home court advantage together in Orlando? I'm going to be interested to see what exactly they say. Just retweeted it, though. So for those that follow me on Twitter, you're going to see that pop up. And maybe somebody writes next to it, how? What do we need to do? I'm going to find that interesting as well. Hey, coming up after the top of the hour, Rob Manfred, Major League Baseball commissioner, after everything that has gone on, had something to say yesterday that I thought to myself, if the players do indeed file a grievance, and I'm an attorney for the players, I'm latching onto that like a pit bull, not letting it go. And Rob Manfred will probably lose his grievance because of it. Because the negotiating in good faith with this statement goes right out the window. You're going to hear what I'm talking about. Coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.